States Treasury Department presents Guest Star with Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, yours truly, John Conte, and starring Robert Walker. How do you do, ladies and gentlemen? This is John Conte, your host for Guest Star, a transcribed feature for savings bonds presented by this station as a public service. Regular saving is the sure way to financial security. Save automatically in savings bonds through the payroll savings plan where you work or the bond a month plan where you bank. Harry Sosnick opens the program with the Savings Bond Orchestra and a brand new melody from the pen of Mr. Sosnick himself. A nostalgic entry in the ballad sweepstakes titled Out Where I Live, featuring the voice of Johnny Bradford.
Out where I live, there's a lot of prairie, a lot of stars, and a lot of sky. Out where I live, there's a snow-capped mountain, keep smiling down on a where my trail ends, there's a lot of friends with a lot of love that only friends can give. I'm going home to a girl named
from Hollywood, our special guest, the popular young motion picture star Robert Walker. He appears in an original sketch by Harry Lawrence titled Get That Picture. We take you to Hollywood and our narrator, Rod O'Connor.
Charlie Mitchell was the best newspaper photographer on the Morning Clarion. Charlie had two fine youngsters, and he spent most of his time showing the gang the kids' pictures. This always drove the city editor, a crusty old bachelor, cuckoo. One morning, Charlie came in.
Chief, I've got some wonderful pictures to show you. Look at this shot. Junior standing on the front porch.
I don't care if Junior's standing on his head. I've got work for you. Morton K. Hemphill has just donated 50 acres of land for a boys' camp. Go get Hemphill's picture.
Oh, no, Chief. Oh, no, not Hemphill. He's an eccentric old geezer. Superstitious about having his picture taken. Oh, nobody has ever photographed him.
That's fine. Then we'll have an exclusive.
Yeah, but Chief, he's got guards all around the joints. Big, burly brutes who just love to heap photographers out on their ears.
Mitchell, that doesn't scare us one bit. If you don't get that picture, the Gazette will. They tell me the Gazette has just hired a girl photographer. Do you want to be scooped by a girl?
Well, no, of course not, Chief.
Then go, my lad, and get that picture.
Hey, no, wait a minute. Look out. You can't do that.
Okay, Buster, here's your camera. You're lucky I didn't throw that downstairs, too. Now get going.
All right, all right. Big fathead. Thinks he can throw me out and get away with it. Well, the funny part of it is he can't get away with it.
Hey, mister.
Yeah?
Where is that 275 North 1 Street?
That's the Hemp Hill place.
Yeah, the Hemp Hill place. I got a rush plumbing job there.
You got a plumbing job?
Yeah.
Well, my friend, I'll not only show you where it is, I'll show you how you can make some real money on that plumbing job. So you see, mister, I just got to get in there and get this old guy's picture. Now, what do you say?
Well, I don't know.
Look, now, wait a minute. Just let me put on your overalls and take your tools and make like a plumber.
Well, I don't know.
Look, I'll be fired if I don't get that picture, mister. I've got a wife and two kids at home. Wait a minute. I want to show you these pictures of my kids.
Ah.
See, that's Junior on his tricycle.
Mm-hmm.
A little underdeveloped there. And that's Barbara in her swimsuit. A little overexposed.
Well, I don't know. Those are nice pictures. I got a couple of kids myself.
You have?
Mm-hmm.
Look, suppose I bring my camera over to your house tonight and we'll take some pictures of your kids.
Okay. Okay, it's a deal. I'll drive around the corner. You can change clothes inside the truck.
You folks call for a plumber?
Oh, yeah. Come on in. We got a sink stopped up in Mr. Hemphill's room. First door at the top of the stairs.
Thank you, ma'am. I'll be back. A lot sooner than you think. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. Well, here's your toolkit, fella, and thanks a lot.
Oh, did you get your picture?
Oh, you bet I got it. Oh, when that flash bulb went off, you never heard such an uproar. Man, was I glad to get out of there. Now, as soon as I get these overalls off you...
Oh, why did you do it? How could you?
Hey, who are you?
My father's one of the guards. If you turn in that picture to your paper, my father loses his job.
Lady, if I don't, I'll lose my job.
But father needs the money so badly. He just started working here. Mother's in the hospital.
Oh, no, hey, look, kid, don't cry. Look, I'm sorry. Look, please, I can't stand to see a pretty girl cry. Here's the film. Take the negative. It's in this film holder. I didn't want a picture of the old goat anyhow.
Oh, you're just a dear. What can I do to thank you?
Well, you can give me a good story to tell my city editor. Well, Chief, I got back all right.
Get out of here, Mitchell. You're fired.
What?
You heard me. One of our reporters saw you, and for your information, the girl you gave that negative to, you sap, was Kitty Dawson, the new girl photographer for the Gazette.
Yes, I know that. I saw the developer stains on her fingers.
So you gave her the negative?
Not the negative, Chief. A negative. When she develops it, she'll find a beautiful action shot of Junior climbing a tree.
Well, I'll be...
My shot of old man Hemphill is already in the graving room, and it's a dilly. Oh, and Chief, speaking of pictures, did I show you this one of Junior in his little football suit?
Yeah.
Huh? Oh, and here's one I shot of Barbara.
Here again is our star, Robert Walker, in a curtain speech.
Friends, while we're on the subject of photographs, do you ever stop to imagine what your future will be, say, 10 years from now? If you're a normally optimistic person, chances are that picture will be a rosy one. That's a neat little home of your own, nice car in the driveway, and the children away at college. All in all, a perfect picture of contentment. Well, I hope that's the way things turn out for you, and I hope, too, that you're preparing for them in a practical way. I think the best preparation is through the regular purchase of United States savings bonds.
because I know that savings bonds can make such dreams come true. They provide the perfect method of saving, and they pay a handsome rate of interest. $4 back for every three invested in just 10 years. And best of all, you can buy them automatically through the payroll savings plan where you work. Or, if you are self-employed, the bond-a-month plan where you bank. So take my tip and help those dreams along with savings bonds, the finest investment in the world. Thank you.
Thank you, Robert Walker. And now Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra conclude the show with a special arrangement of Easy to Love. The past quarter hour, you've been listening to Guest Star, a transcribed feature for Savings Bonds, presented by this station every week as a public service. To our star, the popular screen favorite Robert Walker, our thanks for a fine performance. The supporting cast included Lois Corbett, Eddie Fields, Peter Leeds, and Rod O'Connor. Music was by Irma Glenn at the organ, and Louis Graff directed the play. Next week, we'll have another outstanding star and more fine music by Harry Sosnick and the Savings Bonds Orchestra, and we hope you'll be with us. Meanwhile, this is John Conte saying so long and reminding you that there's no finer investment than United States savings bonds. Buy them regularly.